From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Moments ago, the first presidential debate got underway. John McCain and Barack Obama are standing behind lecterns at the University of Mississippi in Oxford. PBS anchor Jim Lehrer is the moderator for the debate. Just 2 days ago, John McCain said he would not attend this debate unless there was a deal on the financial bailout. He asked that the debate be postponed. Barack Obama said deal or no deal, he would be there, and both men arrived in Oxford today. This debate has been much anticipated, and to talk about tonight's debate and the negotiations going on in Washington is NPR's senior Washington editor, Ron Elving. Ron, hi.
Good to be with you, Melissa.
And obviously, Ron, a lot of expectation for this debate tonight. The first question from Jim Lehrer had to do with this financial recovery plan. Where do you stand? He's asked both candidates. What have we heard so far?
So far, we've heard Barack Obama attribute the meltdown in the financial markets to the policies of George Bush over the last 8 years, which he says have been supported by John McCain. I think John McCain is just getting started disputing that right now. And we've also heard Senator McCain make mention that Senator Kennedy, Ted Kennedy, was taken briefly to the hospital tonight. He appears to be all right, was having a reaction to medication, but a scare there. He was taken to the hospital on Cape Cod. I think that that's significant for a couple of reasons. First, to let people know that that happened, but also to emphasize John McCain's credentials as somebody who has friends across the aisle, something I think we're going to hear him talk about a great deal tonight.
And last I saw, I believe Kennedy's staff was saying the senator expected to be back watching the debate this evening. Let's talk about John McCain's presence at this debate. As we mentioned, he had said that he would not go to the debate unless there was, I believe, agreement on the financial bailout. They don't have that agreement yet. How do you explain his change of heart here?
Change of circumstances. Things have changed since 2 days ago when Senator McCain said he thought the package was in deep trouble and he really was needed in Washington, so he was going to suspend his campaign, or at least some elements of it, and go back to Washington on Thursday and participate in a meeting at the White House. As everyone knows now, that meeting at the White House did not go well. It was a bit of an explosion. And John McCain was there siding, of course, with the Republicans and also particularly with the House Republicans, whom he had been speaking with before he went to the White House. And it was, of course, the House Republicans who had perhaps the most serious objections to the prospective agreement that was brought to that meeting by the cabinet officers and the Federal Reserve and by negotiators from the congressional two chambers and the two parties.
You know, a lot of Democrats have said that John McCain's trip to Washington, his decision to insert himself into that process on the bailout, was detrimental. Do you think that the trip helped or hurt John McCain? And in fact, did it set back the negotiations or not?
It is not apparent how it has helped John McCain, and I think that's part of the reason why they resolved this morning to go ahead with the debate. They had initially said, we'd like to delay or postpone this first debate, and they asked Barack Obama to join them in that. Then they said that they would hold open the possibility of participating if, as you said earlier, there was actually an agreement. Today, looking at the new circumstances, McCain and his campaign determined that there had been, in their minds, enough progress, a framework was the word they used, that had been set up to advance the negotiations, to include those House Republicans who had been feeling most disaffected the previous day, to give them more say, to give them a new negotiator, Roy Blunt of Missouri, one of their own, their number two leader, and that this was all going to make the negotiations go better. We know that they're going to continue. They have continued tonight. I think they've quit for the night now. Everyone wants to watch the debate. But they're going to resume tomorrow on Saturday, continue on Sunday, and there's even been talk that they would take a vote, perhaps in the House, by Sunday night, to provide some reassurance to the markets on Monday around the world that they are serious about completing an agreement.
And these last couple of days for Barack Obama, how does that factor in here, do you think?
I think that he has managed to keep his cool, which some people see as a positive. Some people think perhaps as a detriment. They think that perhaps he's a little bit too passive, that he doesn't seem active enough, he doesn't step forward enough, he doesn't show those qualities of aggressive leadership that John McCain has been touting in his own portfolio, and that perhaps he will address that a little bit in the debate tonight. He'll try to show a little more enthusiasm, a little bit more attack, and a little bit more fire in his presentation.
There's always so much buildup to these debates and so much preparation on the part of the candidates. This obviously took time away from what both sides probably expected to be doing this week and getting ready for this debate.
There were still a couple of days of preparation still for the Obama forces. They began really cutting back on their schedule earlier this week. They wanted to spend a lot of time prepping. John McCain, of course, famously is an expert in foreign policy, national security issues, and didn't feel he needed to spend as much time maybe hitting the books. But this was a distraction in the last 24 or 48 hours, I think, for both campaigns. So the real question is, can they get their focus back onto foreign policy, and can they get their focus back onto the simple matter of their presidential contest against each other and away from the complicated politics of Wall Street and the bailout?
Yeah, and very briefly back to that bailout. President Bush came out this morning at the White House and seemed a bit frustrated that House Republicans seemed to have hijacked the talks.
He was frustrated indeed. And, of course, this is a part of his own party that he's had some trouble with, that his father had some trouble with back in the 1990s. And he wanted to make a lot of phone calls today and make sure that he got them back on track. It appears that he has gotten them at least back in the negotiations.
Okay, that's NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, thanks so much.
Thank you, Melissa.